then Zeus, the Thunderer, brought on my men a cruel panic, and none dared stand and face the foe. Danger encountered us on every side. So the Egyptians slew many of our men with a sharp sword, and carried others off alive to work for them in bondage. But Zeus himself put in my heart this plan. Would I had rather died and met my doom there by the stream of Egypt. For since that day, sorrow has held me fast. Straightway I took the well-made helmet from my head, and shield from off my shoulders, and flinging away my spear, I ran to meet the horses of the king. I clasped and kissed his knees. He spared and pitied me, and seating me in his chariot, bore me weeping home. A multitude with spears rushed after, intent on killing me, for they were much enraged. He held them back, dreading the wrath of Zeus, the stranger's friend, who ever visits evil deeds with his displeasure. Here I stayed 7 years, and I amassed much wealth among the Egyptians, for they all gave me gifts. But when the 8th revolving year was come, a certain Phoenician came, full of deceiving arts, a greedy knave, one who had wrought much harm to men already. He now prevailed upon me by his wiles, and took me with him till we reached Phoenicia, where was his home and substance. Here at his house I stayed throughout the year. But after days and months were spent, as the year rolled and other seasons came, he set me on a sea-bound ship sailing for Libya, falsely professing I should share his gains, but purposing to sell me there and reap a large reward. I followed him on board, suspecting him, but helpless. And now the ship sped on, with north wind fresh and fair, through the mid-sea past Crete, Zeus purposing our ruin. For when we had left Crete, and no other land appeared, but only sky and sea, the son of Cronus set a dark cloud over the hollow ship, and the deep gloomed below. Zeus at the same time thundered, hurling his bolt against the ship. She quivered in every part, struck by the bolt of Zeus, and filled with sulphur smoke. Out of the ship my comrades fell, and then like seafowl were borne by the side of the black ship along the waves. God cut them off from coming home. But helping me, whose heart was filled with anguish, Zeus put the long mast of the dark-bowed ship into my hands, so that I might once more escape from death. To this I clung and drifted before deadly winds. 9 days I drifted. On the 10th, in the dark night, the vast and rolling waters cast me on the coast of the Thesprotians. Here the king of the Thesprotians, Lord Phaidon, entertained me, and freely too. It was his son who found me, overcome with cold and toil, and took me home, with his own hand supporting me until we reached his father's palace. He gave me also a coat and tunic for my clothing.